Gun control groups applaud Biden's nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 25, 2022. Gun control groups applauded President Biden's Friday nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS. Jackson is currently a justice on the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Gabby Giffords' gun control outlet, the Giffords Law Center, was quick to laud the nomination of Jackson. And Mike Bloomberg-affiliated Everytown for Gun Safety praised Jackson's nomination as well. Everytown President John Feinblatt said, "President Biden has governed as the strongest gun safety president in history. And we have every confidence that Judge Jackson will employ a mainstream, common-sense reading of the Second Amendment." Shannon Watts, founder of the Everytown subsidiary Moms Demand Action, also supported Jackson's nomination, saying, "President Biden not only made history nominating the first black woman to the Supreme Court, but he's also nominated someone who we are confident will determine that common-sense gun safety laws are constitutional. Our grassroots army of volunteers across the country were proud to help elect the strongest gun safety administration in history, and today's nomination shows the importance of that work. We look forward to supporting Judge Jackson's nomination and call on the Senate to swiftly confirm her." The Brady Campaign to Reduce Gun Violence voiced support for Jackson, too. Brady President Chris Brown said, "President Biden has chosen wisely. Judge Brown Jackson is an experienced and thoughtful jurist. Her qualifications are beyond question. There is no doubt as to her judicial temperament. She will make an esteemed and valuable addition to the Supreme Court. We need a justice on the court who understands that there is no daylight between the right to bear arms and laws that protect Americans from the threat of gun violence, and a justice who understands that the effects of our laws fall on Americans differently. While we look forward to hearing from her and those who know her in the confirmation hearings, it appears that Judge Brown Jackson is such a jurist. We trust that she will continue to defend common-sense gun violence prevention laws and adjudicate questions before the court with an eye towards precedent and equity." The NRA responded to Jackson's nomination with the following statement. "Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has never affirmed that the Second Amendment protects the individual fundamental right of all Americans to keep and bear arms for the defense of themselves or others. Consequently, the NRA is concerned with President Biden's decision to nominate her to the Supreme Court of the United States at a crucial time when there are vital cases that will determine the scope and future of the Second Amendment and self-defense rights in our country. As we always do, the NRA will monitor her statements during the confirmation process and advise our members accordingly." Jackson is nominated to succeed retiring SCOTUS Justice Stephen Breyer. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.